Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Portland, if you've ever wondered where to get your Blazers, Ducks, and Bees, it's right here on the airwaves of 1080. 1080 The Fan with Danny and Dusty. It's Danny and Dusty and Rust from noon till 3.
All right, I think we have a poll that we need to get up after our last segment.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Worst owner, John J. Yeah. Fisher, David Tepper. But where we start hour number two on 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD, the Odyssey app, twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan, and youtube.com/1080AM The Fan is Tua Tagovailoa has been placed on the injured reserve.
Mm. Which yesterday they said they weren't going to do.
Well, I don't know if you're catching what teams do in the NFL. Mm. Is they tell you one thing and then the very next day do exactly what they told you they weren't going to do. Christian McCaffrey, IR.
It's called obfuscation.
Cooper Kupp, IR. Right? These things are pretty standard in the National Football League. But Tua going on the IR means we will not see him till there are reports that are right now, they're varying. Some say he may be 4 weeks. Some say that week 8 will be the next time that we see Tua Tagovailoa.
I want to take the odds on never seeing Tua again.
Well, if you check the reports, now I've seen this. I haven't seen the actual report, but there's several stories that are out there that says his mom, Diane. Here's a little ditty about Tua and Diane. They are saying that Diane says she wants him to retire. Tua's mom is out, says, I want my son to retire. I've not seen the actual reports, but there's a bunch of stories out that are just saying reports indicate Tua's mom, Diane, has pushed for his retirement. Mm. And so you have that. You have the fact that, I don't know, 2 years ago, he told us all that he contemplated retirement after his second concussion. But Tua is on the IR right now and not quite sure when we will see him again. My bet is we never see him again.
I hope that's the case. Yeah. And I mean that in a like a loving way.
Well, Ian Rappaport, a validated report of Ian Rappaport says that Tua does want to continue to play football.
Of course he does.
He might want to try, but I don't think he should, no. And I don't think he will. So Tua is officially on the injured reserve. Think of the injury luck around the NFL right now. Think of the guys that are out. There's some big-time names, man. Now that you have, let's see, Tua, Jordan Love, Raheem Mostert, Kenneth Walker, A.J. Brown, Deebo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, David Njoku. Goodness gracious. There's one guy who I saw his fantasy team was thrown out there. This guy, one guy has a fantasy team of Jordan Love, Raheem Mostert, Kenneth Walker, A.J. Brown, Deebo, Njoku, Kupp, and Graham Gano, who got hurt for the Giants, and they didn't even have a kicker for the game.
Entire roster gone.
And do you see the report that Daboll is now getting criticized for with the Graham Gano thing?
No.
So before the game, apparently he had been complaining that he, or throughout the week, he'd been complaining that he'd had a groin injury. And then he ended up on the very first play of the game, injuring his hamstring. Yeah. And they had an open roster spot, and they didn't use it to have another kicker.
I asked Suk about this yesterday when we were getting out of here. I was like, don't you guys have, like, I know you have the punter, but isn't there somebody on the roster who you're like, at practice every week is kicking field goals just because?
Every good team, though, will say, hey, has anybody kicked before?
Yeah, instead of like...
Like you go...
In a pinch kind of situation, could you get up here and knock this extra point through for us?
Any well-run team will be like, we got to figure out, like, anybody here kick in high school in case we have an emergency situation? You also do that with your deep snapper.
Mm-hmm.
Is you say, all right, hey, if our deep snapper, which we only carry one, we will only carry one... Does anybody have any experience snapping a ball before? Because if he gets hurt, we're kind of hooped.
Yeah.
We'll see how much of this goes back to the discussion the other day, though, of when, I think it was maybe when Tua went down, and they said, how do they not have a capable backup? And somebody said, well, it's like losing Peyton Manning. You know, if you lose Peyton Manning, you're effed, and you don't practice for effed.
Yeah.
That's right. But kickers and long snappers,
you do practice for that level of effed.
You have to, because it's like, we're not completely screwed if we lose our kicker or our long snapper, but boy, is it going to hurt us in a 21-18 game where we miss extra points and don't allow a touchdown, but score three of them ourselves.
Oops.
That's what happened to the Giants. 1,294-2. That's the record of teams that score three touchdowns and don't allow one. That's the record. And the other one is the 1989 Rams.
And that team was... It's a stinky pile of poo.
Were they?
Yeah.
I don't know. I had no recollection of the 89
The
Rams.
Only reason I know this is because growing up in L.A., they were back and forth.
They were 11-5.
Was it the 88 team? Because that's what we called growing up. They were the Lambs.
Yeah.
It must have been the 88 team.
They were 11-5 that year. John Robinson, the head coach.
I remember growing up, and they were the Lambs.
Yep. Well. That year they weren't.
There you go.
They were feasting, but apparently in one game they scored three touchdowns and lost.
Dickerson there,
huh?
Was Dickerson there then?
Let me check. Yeah, he would have been there, but let me check that roster because the great Anthony Newman may have been there too.
Ooh.
Jim Everett was a quarterback.
Chris,
don't call me Chris.
Yeah.
Greg Bell was the running back. Flipper Anderson at wide receiver. Hell yeah. Their fullback's name was Buford McGee.
Six and nine. There it is. Okay. I was like, the year before.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Buford McGee was their fullback, and that's a badass name. That is a fantastic name.
Yeah, great name.
I don't see Anthony Newman on that roster, but he played for the Rams and the Raiders. Great guy. Love Q. Hold on. Let me see this here real quick.
How much was Cam's when I was a kid?
Oh, Anthony Newman was on that team. He started one game.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rams, 88-94.
Yep. He was on that team. He was a second-year player. DB number 26.
I bet you the hair was immaculate.
Dude, he had great hair.
Great hair.
He had great look going on.
He did.
Yeah. Anthony Newman.
That's the Bo Jackson era when you had that perfect high top fade.
Kidding me? It was awesome.
Glorious.
All right. Well, one college football team is saying, oh, you want your team to be good? Pay us more. Next on The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
University of Tennessee is preparing for the future. They are going to add a 10% talent fee on all football tickets starting next season.
Yeah. You know what? Let me check some here real quick.
Yeah.
I want to see average price.
They got 100,000 seats in that bad boy, too.
Tennessee.
Think about that. If you have tickets for $10 a pop in that stadium, they're making $100,000 a week.
In 2025, the cheapest ticket for home football games, including taxes and the required contribution and talent fee, will cost $453.75 in the family section, which is in the upper deck. Student ticket prices.
Wait, per ticket, $435 per ticket in the upper deck of Neyland Stadium?
Student ticket prices doubled this season from $10 per game to $20 per game and will increase to $25 per game in 2025. So, six home games.
That's stupid.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Six home games. 110,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Do the math.
Yeah.
Holy crap. What's the percentage that you have to have for road teams? Is it 40?
What? 40% of the ticket? No. No, it's like a sliver of your stadium. It's not 40% of your stadium.
Maybe that was bowl games. That's what I have in my head. I have 40 in my head for some reason.
Yeah, it's definitely not 40%. It's like a section or two for road teams. It's not that much, but that's another one though, is that maybe you put that talent fee instead of, putting it on your fans, kick it on down the road to the visitors. The visiting fans got to pay a 20% talent fee. I hate fees. I hate it when you go to buy like a airline ticket or you go to buy a concert ticket and it's like, oh, getting a pretty sweet. Nope. Not getting a deal at all.
Yeah, no, you think, oh, yeah, you get the email, $99 round-trip fare. And then you add that, hey, I need to bring a bag on board. Because it's like not even like, not check a bag. It's like bring a bag. It's like another $80. Or if you're flying Spirit, you have to pay for each, you know, propeller you put on the plane.
Yeah.
And the roll of duct tape they use to fix the wing.
Yeah, and the other roll for you to strap in.
All right, well, it's a lot. Let's take it here. Oh, that's you can go to a Tennessee Titans game for as low as $33. I mean, that's not bad.
To a Titans game?
Yeah, as low as $33.
Not bad.
Then you're going to get hit with all those fees that we were talking about.
Yeah, and let's not forget, we have not talked about the $25 to $50 in parking.
Yeah, just hoof it, man. Just hoof it.
You can pull a hamstring.
All right, let's see. Okay, here's rivalry game.
Mm.
Saturday, October 12th, Florida at Tennessee.
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, boy. You can go row 57, section C, seats 21 and 22. And those are really good seats. Yeah. Those are like near 50-yard line.
I would say, let me guess. What's the date of the game?
October 12th. It's the big day of college football.
Okay, so October 12th prime. Weather should be decent, at least, in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go 2,400.
No, that's $675 a piece.
Okay, so I was thinking for two, so I've doubled it. Yeah. So 1,200, okay.
It appears the cheapest ticket in the building right now is $293.
Get in price is basically $300.
So $675, that's
actually a smoking deal.
That's $67.50 for each ticket going to that talent fee for the next year. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to look at the let's see the most expensive tickets here that we got here. What's our most expensive ticket that we got to get into this game? Most of them are right around like $350 though. I'm looking like $350 to $375 is like,
so $300 to get in. And even then it's still $350 for like,
yeah.
Okay. That's not terrible as far as when you're like the difference between get in versus actual ticket price.
All right. Your, dear Lord, your most expensive ticket for that game, because it's a rivalry game, right? Yeah, it's a rivalry game.
It's a couple G's, right?
No, you're looking at about $1,200.
Okay.
We're up to $1,400 now. Yeah, it's expensive to get in there.
That's number one. It's a lot of money. Number two, it's cheaper than I thought, but I'm not factoring the fact that they do have 100,000.
Yeah, these are not considered the value here. mm-hmm. on StubHub. $4,222.
There you go.
Section T.
There you go. That's yeah. that's more what I was thinking.
That's your low zone. It right around the 40-yard line. That is so stupid.
And that doesn't count the special packages that the donors put in for.
With taxes, service fee, and fulfillment fee, $5,898 for those tickets.
God.
See, and that's why it's listed at $4,200. You start clicking through.
$1,600 in fees.
$5,898.
That's disgusting.
Nice little payday for the old talent fund, though. But this is, get used to it, folks, because they may be the first. They will not be the last.
No, God.
They will not be the last, and this is going to become commonplace because what they're preparing for is revenue sharing.
Yeah.
And every single school is going to have to do this mm-hmm. at some point. We think about it in professional sports. We already see it in professional sports. It's just not called the talent fee. Yeah. It's the revenue shares. They are what they are. Yeah. And we've come conditioned to accept it. But long gone is the perceived value of you going to watch your college team play. Because if you're being honest, it hasn't been a value for decades now. No. And it won't be a value moving
forward. It's an incredibly
forward.
Pricey venture.
All right. Man, that's brutal, though, to just kind of be like, holy guacamole, that's a lot of cash. It's a lot of cash.
Ain't bad.
No.
Not bad work if you can find it.
And you know what? All those Vol fans, they're still going to go. They're still going to go.
Look, man, they've been filling that place up even when they've been bad.
Remember when all of the... Remember when all the people said, we're not going to watch the NFL, we're done with the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
The NFL set record numbers, by the way.
It did drop off, but it is absolutely skyrocketing. It is shattering.
Yeah.
Shattering yeah. records.
So all those people that said, I'm not watching the NFL anymore, NFL can take a hike. Back. When I told you, okay, this is me telling you, told you so, and here we are.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
It happens. When there's money, they'll find a way every That's single time. Right.
That is an atrocity.
We're going to find the bring your kid to the game package. It's going to be like $600 now. Come on, man.
But you get a hot dog.
Yeah.
You get a hot dog.
It's probably not even real meat. And I'm not even talking like genuine hot dog. I'm talking like the faux hot dogs.
Well, I'll get it in.
Stuff. An unwritten rule was broken in college football, and one coach is very mad about it. We'll get to that on our worst day on the road. But first, here's the Big Kahuna with Sports Center update.
That's the Hawaiian burger joint.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
An unwritten rule was broken. And no, it wasn't baseball, of which the unwritten rules are many.
Oh, no way. Hey, can we give baseball an attaboy for not getting all bent out of shape for too many unwritten rule things this year?
Yeah, they've been actually pretty quiet.
I think they've been okay.
Yeah, I think because they changed so many rules, everybody's not sure what an unwritten rule is anymore. Yeah.
We do have somebody coming out saying they need harsher penalties for intentionally pegging guys at the plate.
Look, anything to add to that?
Mm-mm.
We don't kink shame here.
Hey, whoa. Who said that?
Oh goodness.
Stop that.
Look, there's a very simple way to allow it's one thing to get hit with a ball runs up and gets away from you, you can tell.
Sure.
You smash a dude with a 98 mile an hour fastball in the middle of the back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the ump should do? Grab the catcher by his freaking straps and pull him down to the ground.
Oh, wow.
And let that batter go right at the pitcher.
Wow. Okay.
Because I guarantee you what won't happen again. That pitcher won't throw at him.
Is that what happens after the pegging?
Yes. You grab the straps and hold on. Got him.
Not doing this with you guys. Can't take you guys anywhere. Redonkulous.
No, it is what it is. Lane Kiffin, though, he says a unwritten rule was broken in that Wake Forest, the team that they beat the ever-living crap out of, 40-6, has broken off their agreement to play another game next year and has left them high and dry, which is
difficult now for Ole Miss to fill on such short notice.
Okay, just I've said this many times. College football, just tear up all of these agreements and start from scratch.
All of them.
Just do it. I was looking this up because I was really interested to see. I remember a couple of weeks ago, I saw Oregon State had announced that they're going to be playing in like the Arlington Classic to start the baseball season. They're going to play Baylor, Ohio State, and Auburn down at the Ranger Stadium in Arlington. And that's going to be the start to their baseball season. I was like, ooh, I wonder if they've updated the schedule anymore since then. The college baseball state schedule starts in February, and Oregon State doesn't have their schedule posted. Now, granted, they're playing an independent schedule, but guess what? They're going to be picking up games left and right across the country, and they find a way to do it. College basketball, we find out the preseason schedule like in August, and they start in November.
Hell, Oregon State literally this morning just agreed to a rivalry series in basketball. Just this morning. For, I think it's through 3 years.
You can't tell me that it's like, bah, logistics, can't do it.
Look, here's...
Do it a year out. I'm fine with it. But if everybody is scheduling a year out, when a game like this comes up...
It's not hard to
adjust. It's not an issue.
Here's my pitch to where I think if you tear up all these contracts...
Ole Miss, play Oregon State or Washington State, by the way.
Do you know
they
how...
They can do it.
Do you know... Think about the value this could be. If you tore up all those contracts... I'm going full econ here.
Whit Merrifield was the guy who said it.
Baseball. Oh, there you go.
Nailing it. Okay.
Bruce Hornsby!
Bruce Hornsby. Okay.
That's perfect. Absolutely perfect. If you tear up all of the contracts in college football, there might be a slight rush for those little schools. Hey, we got to make sure we get the cream of the crop crap. Because if you're stuck, now you might look, and that might drive up the prices. Hey, Tennessee Chattanooga, Arkansas Pine Bluff.
It's the worst thing for college football
But think about it. If all of a sudden you tear up all those contracts and now all these SEC teams that have these deals that are like done until like 2032, they have to fight and claw and scrap and maybe pay a little bit extra to get the cream of the crop crappy teams.
Yeah.
Then you find if you don't handle business or if you don't pay up, now you're stuck playing an App State or a North Dakota State.
Well, and here's the thing with Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss. They're non-conference. Mm. Furman.
Oh boy, is it bad.
Middle Tennessee State, Wake Forest, and then they got Clay Helton and Georgia Southern this week.
They have played 3 games. They have allowed 9 total points.
Yeah. And they're really good.
Look, I think Ole Miss, I'm going to be really, really interested to see what they look like when they play somebody because they could potentially be a very good team and they could be a sneaky SEC.
Preseason top 10, man. Yeah. They are a good team.
But I mean, like, they could be a sneaky SEC title winner kind of team, I think.
Yeah, well, they've got a tough run of it.
It gets vicious after that slow start.
They have a 4-week span where they play LSU on the road, Oklahoma, go to Arkansas, and then host Georgia.
That's tough, man. After playing nobody, that's all in a row. It's like, yikes.
Yep. Kentucky, South Carolina starts their SEC schedule.
Yeah, and Kentucky is not exactly a slouch.
No, they're a tremendous slouch.
Mm.
Sometimes. Then they play Georgia to a 1-point game.
And you go, what the hell is going on here?
Yep, they got it.
It's a nice pull, by the way.
Mm. Yeah,
thank you. Slouch. Yeah.
Thank you. But... this unwritten rule that Lane Kiffin is talking about, this is Troll Kiffin is the best.
Oh, it is.
I love the fact that he gets upset about these sorts of things because there is value, though, in that if he picks up another American or Conference USA or Sun Belt team, you sit there and you go, they're not going to get any credit for being those.
No.
Beating an ACC team, which is glorified Group of Five.
Mm-hmm.
You at least get a power conference win, and it looks better on your resume.
When in reality, that American conference team might end up being better.
Yeah. I mean, and look, what is it? Wake Forest paid $1.7 million for that game to go away. Perfect. Fine. Go ahead. Whatever. They're going to be totally okay with that because they got their brains beat in by Ole Miss this past weekend. So
But that's what the money's for.
Yeah, that's what the money
Wake City, they're saying, we're too good for this.
No, they're saying, we're going to die, and it's not worth the money. And end it now, please. Just end it now.
And Wake doesn't need the money.
No, I'm tear up all the contracts. Give me non-conference schedules that are made in. And look, this is another way for college football to go ahead and own the calendar, right? We talked about this with the television networks, how we didn't even know that there was a network draft for college football games where they draft. People would watch these networks say which week of college football that they wanted to have first rights to and second rights to. If you were to tell me that you had conference alliances matched up, Big Ten is matched up with the SEC, okay? Then you have the Big 12 matched up with the ACC, and you are going back and forth, and each conference then gets to pick which team from their conference plays a team from another, and you're just matched up. The Big Ten and the ACC go back and forth, and they say Ohio State, Georgia, Michigan is playing LSU, Oregon is playing Bama. Like, and you go back and forth. Hell, you could have, you know, the Big Ten say, you know what we want? We want, give it like a year or two, right? Mm-hmm. And they say, Jed Fish has finally got a roster. We want Kalen DeBoer to come back
to
Seattle.
Yeah.
And he's got to go and play his former team in Seattle on the road. And you do that to where the conference that picks, they get to pick which team's home, right? Tell me that wouldn't be like a ratings bonanza. Yeah. Fans would go absolutely ape-ass. And you do it in like March or April, right after the NCAA tournament's over. You have that weekend where everybody's like, oh, what do we do now? Boom.
Remember right when there. The NBA All-Star Weekend had the team drafts?
Yeah.
It was awesome, and everyone loved it, except for the players, because feelings were getting hurt.
Yep.
What do you think would happen to the college football draft schedule? Like, oh, there'd be real feelings. It'd be perfect. It drives animosity. It drives rivalries.
Yep.
Like, that's what you want. Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
I want more of it.
I think it'd be great. So it'd be a fun one. You want to stick with some college football, news and notes, and some realignment stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, there is actually more realignment news.
There's quite a bit of realignment news as it pertains to the Pac-12 turning into the Pac-2, turning into the Pac-6, turning into the Pac-8, maybe the Pac-10. We'll get to that and more. Coming up here on Dan and Dusty, 10 in the Fan.
Whit Merrifield.
College football conference realignment is going to continue to be a thing in the lexicon, if for no other reason, because we won't just shut up and do the thing we all know is coming, which is moving to the Super Conference. I don't know why we're pretending like it's not going to happen. Why there's this shuffling of deck chairs and waiting for the Titanic to sink until it all breaks down?
It's because the ACC is
hanging on for dear life.
No, they're embroiled in litigation. I mean, four lawsuits between the ACC, Clemson, and Florida State. That's why we're not at this point, is because they know that a majority of the schools are going to be in the boat that Oregon State and Washington State are in, which is you get left behind, you are on the outside looking in, and nobody wants that to happen, because there is a group of ACC schools that are going, you know, this is not in our best interest, because if the Super Conference does happen, well, they're going to say we have 50 probably major schools, and right now you have 64 that were considered, or 65 when you add Notre Dame, that were in the Power Five conferences as of last year. And so if you whittle that thing down, there's 15 schools that are all sitting there going, we don't want to be in that boat. We don't want to be the ones that are left behind. We want to be in the cash cow, even though schools like, you know, Indiana or Northwestern, they're just there because their conference survived. Vanderbilt is there because their conference survived. And so in the ACC, all the other schools outside of Clemson, Florida State, Miami, North Carolina, they're puckering right now. And that includes Duke, too, because Duke is a basketball brand. Mm-hmm. They'd land in the Big 12. But you sit there and you go, well, are we going to end up in the Big Ten or the SEC? And so that's why we haven't seen it yet, and it hasn't come crashing down yet. I hope when it does, they do stick to those original 65 for the sake of Oregon State, Washington State, in their survival, mm-hmm. because they're every bit as deserving at a seat at the table, if not more deserving than Vanderbilt
the,
or Northwestern.
Yes, solely because of where they exist geographically.
Yeah, actually, you know, Northwestern has been to Rose Bowls in the last half century. So, I mean, 95?
Okay.
96? Mm. You know, Darnell Autry, anybody?
There you go.
We're pretty good. Mm. Quarter of a century ago.
Saying, yeah, once
over
every,
a quarter of a century
once
ago.
Once every 30 years, they're there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's an okay lot in life. It's okay lot
better,
in life.
Better than Vandy.
Yeah, well, better than Oregon State. They haven't gone to a Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the reality right there. Fiesta Bowls, yep,
yeah,
they've
Fiesta
been there.
Bowls, yeah.
They've been there, but Rose Bowl, mm-mm. Northwestern's been to one more recently.
That's tough.
Yeah.
But speaking of conference realignment, there's been some shifts as it pertains to the Pac-12 going to the Pac-6, adding four teams
six-pack.
Oregon State and Washington State, as well as the Mountain West, as the Mountain West is trying to fight for its survival.
Yeah.
As the Air Force Academy is very likely heading to the American Conference.
And that the American Conference knows what they're doing, and they know their lot in life, which is they're going to be on the outside looking in, so why not make it as powerful as you can by having all three service academies in one conference?
Yeah.
You'll have Army, Navy, and Air Force at that point. And for every other school in that conference, they're going, oh, God.
Dealing
now we have
that.
To have the triple option three times?
Yeah. Different versions of the Veer, baby. Deal with it. I've seen a few people say, well, why not Air Force to the Pac-12? It does make sense on a lot of different fronts. One, if you're talking about an education standpoint, the Air Force Academy is very highly rated and obviously a quasi-public-private.
Not too many schools require a senator to write you a letter to get in.
Yeah, so the requirements very strict and stringent for many reasons. As far as viewership, they're actually on par with Oregon State and ahead of Washington State.
Yeah, absolutely.
The alumni are very, very, very diehard, as you would imagine. As far as revenue generation, they are right alongside Oregon State and Washington State, and they are ahead of every one of the schools that they just added mm-hmm. to the Pac-12. But that being said, does it line up with what they want to be and what they're trying to achieve? Do you want to, as much as the American Athletic Conference, they're going to have all three service academies, which it does make sense. But also now you're having to deal with that show of playing service academies every year
mm-hmm.
that will come up and they will nip you in the butt every couple of years.
Oh, absolutely.
It is a hellscape that you do not wish upon anyone.
But for the Pac-12, it doesn't make sense because all of those things with the eyeballs are there.
Mm-hmm.
The revenue generation is there. But the idea that they want to be elite in athletics is not.
No. And that the thing about that makes Army, Navy, Air Force different is they can't compete on those levels, not necessarily because of they couldn't if they wanted to. It's that it's using public funds. So they.
Well, I think it is they couldn't if they wanted to either, because you're not getting guys into school that don't deserve to be in school.
In that
I mean,
yes.
Every that
I'm talking about. Just
sorry
the financial
to put that
investment.
Dirty little secret out there, but
yeah.
Not every college football or basketball player qualifies that school academically.
God no. Not only that, I mean, there's a reason why they run the options, because there's size limits
yep.
on the military, so you can't have 330 pound linemen.
Like yeah.
God, what was his name? Villanueva.
Yeah, Andrew Villanueva.
He's talked about how, you know, how different his body had to be when he's in the Army, and then how he had to pack on weight for the Steelers, and how
he went from a tight end to an offensive tackle.
Yeah, and they're very different when you're talking about it at the academies. So which schools are the Pac-12 looking at now? The latest betting odds from Vegas have come out, and number one, Pac-12 expansion team. This is akin to Stanford and Cal going to the ACC, in that Memphis is the favorite to add to the Pac-12 right now. Memphis.
Yeah.
Geographically, that makes no sense at all. I'm not sure. I guess this is Memphis trying to say that they want to be a part of something more. That's the reason they would do it. I could. It makes to me. It makes more sense for Memphis to go to the Big 12, but for whatever reason, Memphis isn't attractive to the Big 12 if they were to expand any further, because Memphis is a basketball school.
No, they're football. Yeah, they are a basketball school. But yeah, they don't really make sense for. They don't make sense for the Pac-12 because of regionally, but it gets you into a bigger television market. They have been good. And they have had some really damn good coaches at Memphis over the last 25 years. But they're not consistent, but they are kind of one of those group of five spoilers. And that's basically what the Pac-12 is turning into. What is the conference that we can have the most group of five kind of spoiler teams in it? And Memphis is a good ad for that, because you can't take Central Florida anymore. You can't take Cincinnati anymore, because the Big 12 already scooped them up. Can't take BYU, already been scooped up. TCU and SMU have already been scooped up as those teams that could be viable in that. Hey, where can we have a history and a pattern of football programs that have been good enough in years past, but have been overlooked, that we can say we've built the strongest conference? And Tulane fits that mold, too.
Yes, I say Tulane's mentioned in there with them. And part of the reason why they want to go after like a Memphis is that they said the conference wants to get into the central time zone.
God, Memphis is central. That's right. They're right on the edge.
Yep. Well, yes, Tennessee split in half, right down the middle is Eastern time zone to Central.
It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like when you can like walk to different time zones, it's weird.
Yep. Yep. Time travel, man. You're crazy.
Your top teams as far as teams to be most likely added to the Pac-12 are as follows. Memphis, Tulane at +200, +250, UNLV at +500, and a sneaky fourth team, Gonzaga at +625. That's a bit surprising.
Try to get them out of the West Coast Conference and you say, hey, we will have a better level of basketball here. I mean, that's debatable too. But you have San Diego State. You have UNLV, which is making a push to be relevant.
Memphis
and
got in.
Colorado State has been in the NCAA tournament the handful of years, and heck, they've been a 7 seed. So you are going to ramp up from a basketball standpoint too. And then, hell, you know, Oregon State. It just seems like every so often they pop up there and are somewhere in the tournament every 5 or 6 years. So maybe you got that going for you.
And if you get Stanford and Cal back.
They're not getting Stanford and Cal back. They're not getting Stanford and Cal back. I mean, we can wish.
Just saying.
But it ain't going to happen.
An interesting note here. The last four teams, the final four odds teams, are the FCS teams. South Dakota State, North Dakota State, Montana State are +1,800 for the Dakotas, +2,000 for the Montana schools.
Yeah, there's a reason why
they're saying
they're
those are
way long shots,
drastic long shots,
and I don't believe that those schools are going to want to punch up. They understand and they love the lot that they have created there. They've carved out passionate fan bases and a following for their programs that the FCS crown, it matters to them. It matters a whole hell of a lot to them. And if they move up, they're going to, we'll never win a national championship, because that's the reality. Mm-hmm. We've never seen a non-power conference team win a national championship, but I don't think it's going to happen. So that list is a lot smaller than what I think the hope was it would be, because you take Cal and Stanford, don't see it happening. Academic alignments, doesn't matter. I think that they're banking on, all right, if the ACC does dissolve, we got to figure out a plan, and I don't think it is coming back to the Pac-12. By all accounts, by anybody involved, that's not the route they want to go. So, Big Ten is more likely for Stanford than coming back out west. Cal is, that's a little bit more slippery, because you could see Cal, but if UCLA goes to bat for them in Big Ten expansion, they may get their way, and they may find their way into the Big Ten. Doubt that, too, but we've seen weirder things happen.
Yeah, you said, if a conference needs ditch diggers.
They do need ditch diggers, and boy, those two schools would be just that if they went back to the Big Ten. So.
interesting spot to be. We'll keep an eye on all of the conference realignment stuff because it will continue to pop up and you'll see shifts and changes. Remember, Gonzaga was going to be a Big 12 team and then they halted that. And now if the Pac-12 can capitalize, so to speak, on that potential stoppage, that might be a little bit of juice they can add.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's an interesting discussion. Coming up next, it's the return of Three Up, Three Down, Three Things We Like, Three Things We Didn't, coming out of the NFL weekend that was. Coming up next here on Danny Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.